This is the May 8th National Finance Committee meeting for Pacifica. And I'll start with roll call. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Nick Arena.
Here.
Chris Corey.
Present.
Joseph Davis, I am present. William Heerwagen.
Present.
Wayne Leon.
Present.
R. Paul Martin.
Here.
P.K. McCary.
Here.
And Mansoor Sabah. Mansoor, can't hear you. All right, I'll mark him absent for now, but knowing him, he'll show up. All right, call the meeting to order. We do have quorum. I sent out the agenda just a few minutes ago. It's a fairly simple agenda tonight. I took the liberty of, other than the kind of the agenda from last time, but progress reports from the various stations, I took the liberty of putting a 30-minute item after minutes approval for discussion of how repaying the FJC loans will affect budgeting. If there are no, so that's my proposed agenda. So if anyone would like to start by suggesting we approve the agenda, we can talk about the agenda.
Mansoor's here.
Welcome, Mansoor.
Hello, thank you. Hello, everybody. I'm going to put you on mute just because I'm going to be driving and I'm going to be on the train. So when I need to speak, I will unmute myself.
Thank you, Mansoor. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. I'll read the agenda quickly. I have 10 minutes for agenda approval, 10 minutes for minutes approval, 30 minutes for the effects of loans on budget planning. I have a section for each of the six units, 10 minutes for progress reports, and then finally, schedule the next National Finance Committee meeting and adjourn at 10:30, 2 hours from now, or about an hour and 45 minutes from now. So are there any suggestions for the agenda?
Ken, were you saying something?
Yeah, I just wanted to move the item 10 way up high, not at the end of the meeting, at the beginning of the meeting, right after minutes approval. That's when you schedule the next meeting.
Oh, I see. It's okay with me.
Okay. Well, all right, so you're going to want to move schedule next NFC meeting to where?
Number 10 should go right after D.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not number 10. X. X should go after D.
All right. The way to do this so that we all understand what we're doing is to name it. So your amendment is to move schedule next NFC meeting to after what?
Minutes approval.
After minutes approval. So, okay. All right, so I guess we can. All right, R. Paul for something here.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the way the agenda is out here, I'm not sure. Okay, like agenda approval, you're scheduling for 10 minutes.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. Since we haven't approved the agenda yet, I don't think we can quite do that. But, and then minutes approval is 10 minutes, and then effects of loans on the budget planning is 30 minutes?
Yes.
And then 60 minutes.
Okay. 10 minutes each for progress reports for each unit, the five radio stations and the national office on budget planning.
Okay, so that goes back there. All right. Before we pass an amendment, if we pass an amendment, it's 10 minutes. Minutes approval is 10 minutes. Effects of loans is 30 minutes. And then we have progress reports, 60 minutes, and 10 each per unit. and schedule next meeting. It's not Eastern Standard Time at the end. It's Eastern Daylight Time. It's usually best to just leave it at Eastern Time.
All right, good enough.
And, okay. Okay, so there's a motion for that. Could we make it adjourn no later than 10:30? Or do you just want to leave it at 10:30? Because
no later is fine.
Okay.
My only concern is, as far as the suggestion of moving the scheduling is, I think we're going to know more about when we want to schedule the next meeting after we hear the reports from the units.
I move we approve the agenda as is. This is Tony.
You mean with or without the change in scheduling?
Without the change.
Okay. Okay, why don't, is there any other comment on the motion to amend by moving the scheduling time? If there's not any more comment, then we should go ahead and call a vote on that.
I'll make a comment on it. There's Ken.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
It's silly to schedule a next meeting when some people have dropped off and we've been in the meeting for 2 hours. That's not the time to start discussing when the next meeting's going to be. It's just preliminary business. If we have the meetings which are, they're scheduled every 2 weeks, it's just not something to put at the end of a meeting. It's not the meat of the meeting. It's just internal business. So it just should be taken care of up front, just like the minutes. That's all.
Anyone else like to address this? Okay, hearing no one. All right, Paul, so that would mean the next scheduled meeting would be for, we'll go 2 weeks. So, anyhow, but let's finish up the agenda approval. Is there any, I'm not going to object to the changing the minutes. Is there any objections to amending the agenda as Ken suggested? Hearing none. The agenda is so amended. Are we ready to vote for the agenda? Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Let's move on to R. Paul. Do you have minutes?
Yes. Second. Okay, I move to approve the minutes of the April 10th, 2018 NFC meeting.
Is there a second? Or do we need a second?
A second in committee.
Commencer seconds it.
Are there any corrections for the minutes? Are there any corrections for the minutes? Hearing none, R. Paul, I believe you can consider that set of minutes approved. Are there any other minutes to approve?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Want to have a, we're up to item F, discussion of the effects of loans on budget planning. I just wanted to give some general time here since we're going to have to be, the Pacifica National is going to be paying out on the order of $250,000 a month in about a year and a half. We're going to have make sure that our budgets are prepared for that. I was wondering if anybody wanted to say how that will affect them or what they need to do to repair or whatever comments anyone might have. Does anyone wish to speak?
I'll speak, but I would wish somebody else would. But I can speak. I'll start it off.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, we have to pay back $3 million, whatever, we're selling property or earning the money, whatever. The key thing is, I distributed to the NFC the true ballot report from the 2016 election, which shows the membership based on how many ballots were sent out. Network-wise, it's 50,000, because the chair of this committee asked to consider, in terms of repayment of this loan, maybe doing it by number of members per station as a percentage of responsibility for the debt obligation. The point is, at 50,000 members for this network, it will not work. It will not survive. We cannot function in this society at this time with 50,000 members paying, you know, $25, $30 a membership. The average donation is about $180. We will not survive at that level of operation. We have to immediately go up to 200,000 members, and eventually 100,000 members, excuse me, 500,000 members. But we have to immediately go up to 200,000 members, because we can't function at 50,000 members. At 100,000 members, 200,000 members, we will see the light of day. And that means we have to create programming that the public is compelled and interested in listening to. We have to come off the assertion of, we know what the public must find out. We are not going to survive like that. We have to get people in the door. We have to get people to listen and become members. And we can't do it totally on the basis of a guilt trip. We have to provide, I'm going to say a word now, and you can smear me if you want. And the word is entertainment. It's something that draws people's attention so that they participate, so they're interested, so they're compelled to get involved. It doesn't matter if it's political or music, whatever it is, it has to be of a quality that is compelling. We have to go from 50,000 members to 200,000 members immediately, and eventually a million or half a million members within 2 years at the most. There's no way to operate where we are now. There's no amount of penny pinching that will keep us out of the red. Just not going to happen. So that's what we have to do. We have to go on a drive to increase membership and listenership, and that means improving the programming. That's the story.
R. Paul, respect.
R. Paul, go ahead.
Mansoor, we'd like to be on stack as well.
Okay. First, Ken, I'm looking at your spreadsheet there, and column C is total ballots for quorum. Now, is that the total ballots that were sent out, or is that the quorum, which is like 10%? I mean, I think maybe
the first column is the ballots that were sent out. That's
right, so
the total ballots that were... That had to be, that's the number of memberships. Some were responded in paper and some electronically. I don't have it in front of me, actually. So,
I can answer that.
Okay, there you go, Mansoor.
Yeah, it's the ballots that they were returned. That's the 100% of the quorum, not the 100% of listeners who were eligible to vote. It's just the 100% of people turn in their ballots. And that's it.
No, the first column is the membership by station. Total of 48,836 members. The second is the ballots that came back is the second column, the paper ballots. The ballots that were voted electronically is the third column. That totals the fourth column. The second and third column is totaled in the fourth column. Dividing the fourth column by the first column, you get the percentage. It was a 10% quorum, but most stations made 15%. The last column I created, which is the number of ballots that were sent out, like for KPFA, 15,815, divided by the total number for all the network, which is 48,836, which means that KPFA had 32.38% member of the total network membership is at KPFA.
All right, so
the first column is the number of registered members.
Okay, so it's a, I had an issue, I guess, with the way that's the way
well, that's been,
all right, so it's about 48.8 for the entire thing. Okay.
And in 2016.
Yes. So that's one thing. The other part of it is yes, there's a gigantic amount of money that's going to have to be paid out. And we also have to think of at the three-year mark, at around the, you know, at around the beginning of 2021, there's going to be the balloon, which is gigantic. And what Ken is hitting at is a core issue throughout all of Pacifica, which is the programming. And the fact that the programming isn't attracting a whole hell of a lot of people anywhere. Some stations are better than others, but no station is really doing that well in their listening area. And how to deal with that is a big issue, because that's where people start wars in Pacifica. So how to do that is a question. Now, I will disagree with Ken on the word he uses. I don't think entertainment is the way to look at it. I think the way to look at it is, are there people on the air who can engage the listener with whatever what, whether it's, you know, playing records and doing music, or interviewing great people, or you know, getting the revolution ready to start any minute now, or something else that nobody, you know, nobody can name. And so the thing is, whatever is on the air has to engage listeners, and a lot of that sort of idea isn't paid that much attention to in Pacifica. And I agree that if we do not start to engage the listeners a lot more, I don't see how we're going to pay for the interest on these loans. It's great that we have the loans, because it's keeping us going for a little while longer. But the thing is, the cash flow can't do it, and we got to do something new. And doing something new is going to be very difficult in Pacifica. I'm done.
PK to the stat.
Go ahead, PK.
Okay, I think we're kind of jumping a little bit ahead. We're talking about what is needed based on the numbers. I know one of the things that we don't really know at KPFT, and that is, what are the real numbers? Got some who brag that, you know, membership has increased, and then when you start putting the list together, you realize that it's far less than that. Plus, we have an issue of what happened in our election, and the fact that a whole zip code was disenfranchised in our election that we still have not addressed. But that said, what we've got to come as close to as we're creating a budget is what the money will be. The other part about how we get the money is manifold. It's a plethora of ways to do it. But we have to realize that, as Joseph said in something that he wrote earlier today, we might have to figure out, how do we market the station without a brand? Pacifica no longer really has a brand. KPFA in Berkeley probably comes closest to having a brand, and maybe KPFK, I don't know. But I would like for each of us to kind of talk about that. What is our brand for Pacifica, so that we can do a nationwide campaign as well as our local campaign, if we are going to make the money that we say we need, looking at a budget and looking at what is owed and what needs to be paid. That's how we work a budget. And then we work in our outreach or our programming or whatever to raise the money. But we need to know how much, and we need to get as close to that as we possibly can tonight.
Thank you, PK. Let me add one thing we need to think about, because in Houston, when we go out and survey people at events, and we talk to them about KPFT, people don't tell us, yeah, I listened to it and I didn't like the programming. We almost never get that answer. What we almost get is, we've never heard of KPFT. And I've heard the similar statements from people at other stations. And right now, our programming quality at KPFT is pretty good. We have a lot of really, really good weekend music programming. We have some very good talk. And our biggest problem is, however, is that word of mouth just doesn't get that many. We can go hand out 100 flyers at an event, and that scarcely gets one or two more listeners by the time you deal with the attrition of the flyers. And when we change, we have to look at which is going to be more effective. When we do programming quality, then we're addressing programs that may or may not have quality issues. At KPFT, I think there are certainly programs that could stand improvement, but a lot of them that are doing quite well. And then there's the time of how long does it take for changes in programming to then result in more listeners? Because that's going to have to happen at this point by word of mouth, since we have no marketing. I think at this point, marketing is our lowest hanging fruit. We're most likely to get dramatically increase our listenership just by letting people know we exist. Certainly that's true at KPFT. I think that from what I've heard, it's generally true at the other stations. Any other comments?
Mansoor would like to speak for 30 seconds.
Please, Mansoor, go ahead.
All right, thank you. I think over all these meetings that we have had lately, we all speak in using different words, but it's coming down to one word, and one word in my head, and that is professionalization of Pacifica. And I wholeheartedly agree we need help with marketing, and we need to get ED, Tom Livingston, to communicate with either marketing for nonprofit radios or nonprofit organizations. Somebody needs to train us. We no longer know how to do these things, and word of mouth and advertising at our events, it does bring some people, but it's still not enough. So I want to encourage everybody to, like, at least let's communicate this to the PNB, that we need somebody to train us how to increase our listenerships, how to do marketing a little bit better. Thank you.
Thank you, Mansoor.
Ken to the stack, if nobody else.
Ken, go ahead.
Okay, there's one financial issue which I think has been overlooked. We have a short-term loan with, I forgot the name of the company. The big loan is a short-term loan, but the small loan is a short-term loan. And when I say short-term, it's got to be due and paid in 3 years. We have 3 years if we don't get to pay it off. And, you know, I think the first 18 months it's prepaid. So we have 18 months to breathe free, but we're going to have to start making payments. But if we don't get to the point where we can liquidate it or bring it down to a half or a quarter of what it is, we can always refinance it with a longer-term loan at a better interest rate, with some assumptions that we improve our profile because we've got our audits done and we're doing better and listenership's increasing and we're more viable. We would most likely get a better interest rate over a 30-year period, so we wouldn't be slammed with the high monthly payment. And that's not the best scenario. The best scenario is to pay off the loan. But that is the practical thing to do in business. To bring the payment down, somebody said the payment was $25,000 a month or whatever it was, or $200,000 a month. I don't remember. Joseph said. It could bring it down to something like $5,000 a month by refinancing it over 30 years, depending upon how much of the principal is still owed. Okay, that's just a financial issue. In terms of popularity of the station, I probably shouldn't have used the word entertainment because I'm trying not to exclude news. because, you know, there's lots of news and material that's very popular on the internet, on YouTube and blogs and podcasts and so forth. Lots and lots of political and historical material. But it's put together and edited and presented in a fashion that's compelling, that's of interest, that relates to individuals and their daily lives, and isn't just esoteric and academic, but has impingement about the world today and the place of individuals in it. And whatever political viewpoint is being expressed or examined, the answer to marketing is no longer billboards and flyers. That is from the 60s and the 70s. The answer to marketing is networking, social networking. It's Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, 15 other social network things that a person my age should be embarrassed at if he actually knows what they are. So that's what has to happen. It's not a secret. It's lots of hard work, too. But that's where audiences come from these days. And, you know, you can look into the podcast area. You can look into the Facebook area. You can look in to Instagram. The numbers there are outrageous, outstanding. You know, you find your top videos, music videos, 2 billion, 3 billion listeners, political websites, a million subscribers. Oh, and the first, again, I'll say popular songs, 2 billion, 3 billion. Half the people on the planet have heard these top songs, like Havana, that's the title of a song, or Downtown Funk. 3 billion. And subscriber to certain political YouTube websites, 1 million, 2 million. I forget the names of the people, but I, you know, it's all out there. You can just Google top websites, top political YouTube sites, top political blogs. That's where the public is. And that's also the public that's going to be here today and tomorrow and next year and the following year. It's not people who, it's not necessarily a good market to go for bequests, because these people are happy and healthy and younger and have been living longer because they're of a younger age. But that's the market. It's electronic. It's not a mystery. It just takes a lot of effort to do it. We don't need a magician to come and tell us the magic of it. It's all there. And any information you wanted to get about how to market a radio station, it's going to be available on the internet too. It's not a secret. But what I'm telling you is, it's been proven and shown, and if you do the research, you'll discover, it's internet social network marketing. That's what's driving traffic to various venues and economic exchanges. So there's two things there. We can refinance the debt if we can't pay it off, and we'll get a lower monthly payment at hopefully a much better interest rate. And marketing to make people aware and get them to listen to the radio station is to be done with social networking. And just one little thing, that a local public station here in L.A., they take questions over the air. They say, we've got a question came in by text message, or came in by email, or came in this way, that way, and the other thing. The show is half over the air and half over the internet. That's the current reality of the venue that we're participating in. It isn't just people sitting there listening to the radio. Network marketing. Okay, I'm done talking.
PK to the stack, 30
PK, seconds. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, as a marketing person since 1983, from politics to small businesses, you know, marketing is about branding. Branding, who are you? And right now we're known at KPFT as the dysfunctional station, and people are given the frustration that there's not a place for me. I think that the other thing about marketing is, how do we reach a more diverse, especially Houston, even better than New York, is probably one of the most diverse cities in the United States, and we hold that as a beacon to who we get.
but I think that marketing does require a marketing group, not just a committee of people who don't know how to market, but getting people, you know, maybe like in Texas, I'd go to Stan Richards' agency, who wrote the book, The Great, The Kingdom, Peaceful Kingdom, of how we can build our brand while also building our reputation better than it is, because that's what's stopping us from making money.
Thanks, Dave. All right, I think we're getting close to the end of time for this. I just want to say one thing. You know, here in Houston, last time we checked, 85% of our listeners were actually in drive time. And people may have a huge prejudice, and I think Pacifica has a huge prejudice against things like billboards, but they're highly effective for all the other radio stations here in Houston, and I don't think we should rule anything out just because we would prefer it not to be that way. So, otherwise, I think we've spent enough time on this item, and I think we should go ahead and move on to the station reports.
Hold on.
Who would like to start first?
Wait, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Point of order, this was a 30-minute item, right?
Yeah, I think we've had just about 30 minutes according to my clock.
No,
if you want to go ahead and speak, I'm okay.
We've got about 22 minutes right now.
Oh, okay, well, maybe I missed my clock. You want to go ahead and, anyone else want to speak?
R. Paul for STAT.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Chris Corey did the STAT, too.
All right, and Chris. R. Paul and
okay.
Chris.
Okay, first of all, I'm glad that Ken clarified the word entertainment. Yeah, again, what Ken was describing is engaging the listener. That is the thing. If you can engage the listener, they will listen, and they might even come back. The other thing is, in New York, we've had lots of discussions about advertising, and it's gone back and forth between okay, you could advertise, but you have to make sure you have something to advertise that will grab them. Because if you advertise and they come and what they hear they don't like, they're not coming back. And so, you can get them to show up, but you can't get them to stay is the basic argument there. And it goes back and forth of, you know, one side says, well, we need to approve the programming before we advertise. And the other side says, we need to advertise before we can improve the programming, because that way we'll have more listeners. So it's a real back and forth on that. I can also tell you that at BAI years ago, we had numbers of people who ended up going from BAI to other stations, some of them commercial radio stations. And one of the things we got from people at the commercial radio stations, since a lot of us were amused to see the face of a former WBAI producer on the side of buses as they were riding around the city, is that at the big stations, the main thing they say is the advertising they do, like on buses and billboards and stuff, departments that do that sort of thing, the marketing departments in the radio station said, that's really about stroking the ego of that producer, that their numbers show that they were not getting any kind of real extra bump from any of that advertising. So the advertising was like a perk to the person who was in there. And so that's been a part of the debate here in New York as well. And I also want to point out about Ken's, you go to Ken's spreadsheet there, and it shows the different stations and how many people they sent ballots out for. And I can tell you that at BAI, you of course get the people who pledge are the people who are members and get ballots, not just every listener. And the people who pledge overwhelmingly are pledging for premiums at WBAI. And the biggest premiums are in what can very loosely be referred to as, quote, health, unquote, areas. And so a lot of people, I know at BAI and I think at other places that are using premiums as well, a lot of people who are showing up on the membership list are people who've come by, heard, here's this thing, and whatever your premium is, whether it's a water filter or a cancer cure or a trip to someplace or whatever, you know, they're there for that. And I don't know that they're generally listening a lot. And so we have to count that in as well. We have numbers, but the numbers aren't as clear as they might be. So advertising in some way is a good idea. I think if we can get it on social media, that'll be fine, because I don't think we can really afford a lot of billboard and regular advertising. But social media stuff is fine. But then understand we are in this debate that's been happening in New York for years and years about which do you do first, improve your programming or try to market what's already there. And that seems to be a quandary that isn't settled around here yet. Okay, thank you.
All right, Chris Corey?
I have an update.
Chris Corey?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm here. Okay. So first of all, the number of listeners that if we have 50,000 listeners now and we're generating $9 million a year, that is $180 per listener per year. In order to get an extra $250,000 a month, my math says that we only need 16,000 new listeners in order to do that. Presuming that they contribute the same amount as our existing listeners. So unless the projection is that our new listeners would contribute far less than our existing listeners, which is certainly something we're considering, I'm not understanding why we need 500,000 listeners. That would be wonderful if we had 500,000 listeners. So I'm not actually objecting to the goal.